is Kiki Mamona.
Hi, my name is Mia.
And my name is Thomas.
I'm Kate.
I'm Morgan.
I'm Madison.
And I'm Elizabeth to you.
Asthma, blood clots, and severe dental infections may seem like preventable diseases, but these can bring an early end to obese children's lives.
Childhood obesity rates are increasing over the years because the amount of obese children worldwide went up by 13.5% in 30 years. The issue has only recently been announced an issue, and the amount of American obese children tripled in the last 35 years.
Obese children have a higher risk for certain preventable chronic diseases, yet parents and kids sometimes do not have the resources to know what to do. Our society needs to work together to remedy the epidemic of childhood obesity.
Childhood obesity is not easily controlled because of uninvolved parents, socioeconomic status, and high obesity risk of minority racial groups.
Childhood obesity can lead to many diseases. For example, they're at a higher risk for blood clots, certain types of cancers, and pressuring their bodies too much by carrying too much weight.
Childhood obesity has many different causes and lasting effects, such as unhealthy habits, its association with mental illness, and its effect on the body and economy.
How does childhood obesity affect the body?
Asthma is a respiratory disease in where there are spasms in the bronchi of the lungs, causing difficulty in breathing. Children who are obese are 30% more likely to develop asthma than the average child. According to healthkids.org, the weight in their chest and upper body exerts weight on the lungs' overall ability to expand and function. Obese children still have underdeveloped lungs, so the exertion of their smaller airways is very hard on the body. Doctors have not found a way to prevent asthma from developing in obese children.
Obese children also have a weakened immune system. And in the article, Flu Shots Fade in Obese, we learn that in a study between obese children and children of a normal weight, flu shots were more likely to be less effective in those who were obese.
Another reason that children are in danger is that they're at a higher risk for getting certain types of cancers. According to childhood obesity may be driving more cancers in young adults, obesity rates in children have been rising for years, and the consequences of that extra weight may be showing up in some cancer cases. A new review found that certain cancers associated with people over the age of 50 now affect younger ages more frequently, and obesity may be to blame. If they're overweight, it can give them some cancers they're not supposed to get until you're 50 years old, when they're 20. If they want to keep their body healthy and cancer-free, they're going to need to cut down the weight.
Many obese children become depressed because they often feel excluded or inferior due to their condition. This association may be a factor of why both obesity and depression are common in today's society.
What are some childhood obesity statistics?
The problem childhood obesity rates are increasing over the years because the amount of obese children worldwide went up by 13.5% in 30 years. The dramatic increase in obese children over a short time frame displays how badly obese children need to control themselves or how parents should control them. People that see this should help others with childhood obesity. It is really becoming a problem.
What are the causes of childhood obesity?
Uninvolved parents play a huge factor in the increasing childhood obesity rates. Although it is sometimes impossible for many parents to be completely involved in school lunches, eating healthy at home is necessary to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Enforcing exercise and play, especially in young children, can be the difference between a lifetime of medical troubles and a significantly healthier future. Some parents, however, are not able to find time to ensure that their children are living as healthily as possible. Parents concerned with paying rent and keeping electricity on are thus less likely to think about cooking a healthy dinner. Busy parents often result in compromised nutrition. The entire lifestyle dynamic of working families has potential to negatively affect today's children.
Today's children are not getting the proper amount of exercise, just like they aren't eating as healthy as they should. Youth are missing out on the benefits of physical activity, such as developed muscles and a strengthened heart and lungs. Kids don't want to go outside when they can sit around and watch Netflix or play on their phone. This lack of physical activity is a significant factor in childhood obesity.
Even though we are aware of the effects and causes, childhood obesity is still a problem.
We're hoping that by communication and education, we can end childhood obesity.